Chapter number 15. Modadrumadeep and Rudradeep. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva. All glories to Navadeep Dham, the abode of Sri Chaitanya. Arriving in Vaikunthapur, Nityananda, softly laughing, told Jiva, "At one side of the eight-petaled lotus of Navadeep is this Vaikunthapur. Listen carefully, and I shall explain its importance. Vaikunthapur, which is situated in the spiritual sky, is non-different from the abode of Narayan, which exists beyond the river Viraja and the influence of Maya. Here the Sri, Bhu and Leela energies constantly serve the Lord. The effulgence emanating from this land of pure consciousness is called Brahman. With their material vision, however, ordinary men see only the material world here. Yet in this place Sri Narada Muni beheld the full opulence of the spiritual abode and personally saw Narayan become Sri Chaitanya." Nityananda said, "There is another confidential story which I shall now relate. Ramanujacharya once came to Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath was pleased with his beautiful prayers in poetic Sanskrit verse. At that time the Lord appeared before Ramanuj, saying, 'Go and see Navadeep Dham, for soon I shall appear there as a child within the house of Jagannath Mishra. Navadeep is my very dear home. It is situated in the highest place in the spiritual world. Therefore, as my eternal servant and devotee, you should see Navadeep. Let your students, who are absorbed in the mellows of servitude, remain here. Go there alone.' Lord Jagannath said, 'Any living being who does not see Navadeep has been born uselessly. Just one portion of Navadeep contains the holy places known as Srirangam, Vyankata and Yadavachala. Therefore go to Navadeep and see the holy form of Sri Chaitanya. You have come to this earth to preach devotion, so let that birth be successful by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. From Navadeep you should go to Kurmastana, where you may rejoin your disciples.'" Nityananda continued, "Joining his hands together, the great devotee scholar Ramanujacharya prayed to Lord Jagannath, 'O Lord, you have mercifully mentioned the name of Sri Chaitanya, but I have never heard of such a personality. Please enlighten me as to who he is.' The Lord answered, 'Everyone has heard of Krishna, the master of Goloka. Sri Krishna, whose pastime expansion is Narayan, is the supreme truth. He lives eternally in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna, and Navadeep is non-different from Vrindavan. Navadeep is the topmost spiritual abode, situated far beyond this material universe. There Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays eternally. By my mercy that divine abode has descended within this world, and yet remains unaffected by the deluding energy. This is confirmed by scripture. If one thinks Navadeep to be only a material location, his devotion will be destroyed. By my will, my inconceivable energy maintains the entire transcendental realm within this material world. It is not possible to understand this highest truth by studying the scriptures with the help of reason and logic, for the infinite transcends all logical analysis. I can only be understood by those devotees to whom I reveal myself by divine grace.'" Nityananda continued, "Hearing the words of Lord Jagannath, Ramanuja was moved with divine love. 'O Lord,' he said, 'your pastimes are truly astounding. The scriptures cannot know your opulences. It is a mystery to me that Sri Chaitanya's pastimes are not clearly described in the scriptures. When I closely study the Shrutis and the Puranas, I find only some hint of these truths. Now, however, I am ready to serve your order, for all my doubts have disappeared. If it is your will, O Lord, I will go to Navadeep and preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the three worlds, giving evidence from all the hidden scripture to convert everyone to the devotional service of Sri Chaitanya. Please instruct me, O Lord. Lord Jagannath said, O Ramanuja, do not reveal this confidential knowledge to anyone at present. Keep the esoteric pastimes of Sri Chaitanya a secret. Only after he has finished his pastimes will the time come for the general public to receive them. Preach for me about Dasya Rasa, the mellow of servitude, and in your heart constantly worship Sri Chaitanya. On the order of Lord Jagannath, Ramanuj secretly cultured his attraction for Navadvip. After some time, the Supreme Lord Narayan, out of his causeless mercy, led Ramanuja to Vaikunthapur. There he revealed his transcendental form to Ramanuj. He was served by his divine energies, Sri, Bhu and Leela. Ramanuj considered himself extremely fortunate to have such a divine vision of his beloved Lord. At that time, Lord Narayan's figure was transformed into that of Sri Chaitanya, the son of Jagannath Mishra. Upon seeing the brilliance of that divine form, Ramanuja swooned. Sri Chaitanya placed his lotus foot on the Acharya's head. Divinely inspired, Ramanuja recited many prayers in praise of the Lord. Finally, he prayed, O Lord, please allow me to see your pastimes here in Navadvip. I never want to leave Navadvip. Sri Chaitanya said, Your wish shall be fulfilled, O son of Keshava. When my pastimes in Navadvip are revealed in the future, you will again take birth here. At that time, Sri Chaitanya disappeared. Deeply satisfied, Ramanuja resumed his journey. After some days, he arrived at Kurmastana and toured the holy place with his disciples. In this way, throughout his life, Ramanuja preached the mellow of servitude to Godhead and delivered all of South India while he was internally absorbed in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. In his next life, by the mercy of the Lord, he took birth in Navadvip as the devotee Ananta. As Nityananda finished his narrative, the party of devotees arrived at the house of Vallabha Acharya, where they saw the radiance of the Lakshmi Chaitanya deities. A little further on the path, Nityananda Prabhu said, Here you see the house of Ananta, where many devotees of Narayan used to gather. It is well known that here the ancient kings established the worship of Narayan. As they walked on, the devotees felt great pleasure upon seeing the Nishreyasa forest on the banks of the Viraja river. While relating many stories, they arrived at Mahatpur. There Nityananda explained, Here there is a nice forest which is known as Kamyavan, just as in Vrindavan. Look upon it with devotion. In ancient times there were 5 banyan trees here, but they have all disappeared. This place is now called Mahatpur. During their exile, when the 5 Pandavas and Draupadi came to Bengal and camped at Ekachakra, Yudhishthira had a dream. At that time, the glories of Navadvip were revealed to him, and he became anxious to see this place. All of them came here in great happiness. After seeing the splendor of Navadvip, they went on to kill many demons. Over there is the hill known as Yudhishthira Parvat. There is the lake known as Draupadi Kunda. Knowing the glories of this place, Yudhishthira stayed for some time. One day he had a dream about Sri Chaitanya. In his dream the Lord shone radiantly in all directions. His transcendental form was extraordinarily beautiful. Smiling, the Lord said, O Yudhishthira, behold my unique form. I am Krishna, the son of Nanda, and I always stay at your house as your friend. Very soon, in the age of Kali, I will reveal the holy land of Navadvip and drive away the darkness and ignorance of that age. You have all been my servants for a very long time, and so when I reveal my pastimes, you will again take birth. On the banks of the Sindhu River in Orissa, I will stay with you. Please go now to Orissa, purify the land, and eliminate the suffering of the living beings there. Nityananda continued, Yudhishthira explained his dream to his brothers. and after deliberation they all went off to Orissa. It was painful to leave Navadvip, but the Lord's order had to be obeyed, and so they left. As he walked on, Nityananda said, "Here also Madhava and his disciples stayed for some time. Sri Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Everyone knows that you are my eternal servant. When I appear in Navadvip, I will accept initiation from your disciplic succession. Go everywhere, carefully uproot all the false scriptures of the impersonalists, and reveal the glories of deity worship. Soon I myself will broadcast your teachings.'" Sri Chaitanya disappeared. On awakening, Madhava was dumbfounded. He said, "When will I again see that beautiful golden figure?" In reply, there came a voice from the sky saying, "Worship me secretly, and you will come to me." With this instruction, Madhava went on with great resolution to defeat all the impersonalist philosophers in India. While narrating these stories, Nityananda Prabhu and his party arrived at Rudradeep. As they began to look around, Nityananda said, "Rudradeep has been divided into two by the Ganges. See how this western island has now moved to the east bank. No one lives on this side of the Ganges now. From here you can see Shankarapur. Even from a distance you can see how it beautifies the banks of the Ganges. When Shankaracharya set out to defeat all his opponents, he arrived here first on his way to Navadvip. At heart he was a Vaishnava, but externally he played the role of an impersonalist. Actually he was an empowered portion of Lord Shiva, expert in preaching a covered form of Buddhism to satisfy the desire of the Lord. When he came here, Sri Chaitanya revealed his divine form to Shankar. He said, 'You are my servant. Following my orders, you are effectively preaching the impersonal doctrine. But this Navadvip Dham is very dear to me, and so Mayavada philosophy has no place here. On my behalf, Vridha Shiva and Proudhamaya, the protectors of the Holy Land, have spread imaginary impersonal interpretations of the scriptures, but only to those who envy my devotees. In this way, the cheaters are cheated. However, since Navadvip Dham is generally for my devotees and not for the envious, your doctrine of impersonalism should not be preached here. Therefore, you should do your work elsewhere. Do not contaminate the people of Navadvip.'" Realizing the truth about Navadvip, Shankaracharya went elsewhere, inspired with devotion. Continuing on, Nityananda Prabhu said, "Here in Rudradeep live the 11 Rudras. They always chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya. Here Shiva and his followers dance in ecstasy. Seeing this, the demigods shower flowers from the sky. Once, while touring India to defeat all opposing philosophies, the great Acharya, Vishnu Swami, arrived with his followers and stayed the night in Rudradeep. As his disciples began singing the holy names of the Lord and dancing, Vishnu Swami explained verses from the Shruti and Smriti. Pleased with his discussion about Bhakti, Lord Shiva revealed himself to Vishnu Swami. Upon the arrival of Lord Shiva in the midst of the devotees gathered there, Vishnu Swami became startled. He folded his hands in prayer and recited appropriate verses praising Lord Shiva. Shiva told him, "All Vaishnavas are dear to me, but your discussion of devotional service has especially pleased me. Therefore, ask any boon, and I shall grant it. There is nothing I will not give a true Vaishnava." Vishnu Swami, filled with spiritual love, bowed before Lord Shiva and replied, "Grant me the benediction that I shall establish a disciplic succession that teaches pure devotional service." In great ecstasy, Lord Shiva, who is also known as Rudra, consented and named the Sampradaya after himself. And so it is that Vishnu Swami's disciplic succession is called the Rudra Sampradaya. Nityananda said, By the mercy of Lord Shiva, Vishnu Swami was able to remain here for some time. Aspiring for love of Godhead, he worshipped Sri Chaitanya. Once the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "By the mercy of Lord Shiva, you have become my devotee. Being very fortunate, you came to Navadvip and attained the treasure of Bhakti. Now go out and preach the philosophy of Shuddha Advaita. Soon I shall appear on earth. At that time you will take birth as Vallabhabhatta. You will meet me in Jagannath Puri, and at that time, after going to Vrindavan, you will perfect your disciplic succession." Nityananda concluded, "O Jiva Goswami, Sri Vallabhar is now in Gokula. If you go there, you will be able to see him." Saying this, Nityananda headed south and came to Paradanga on the banks of the Ganges. Here he showed the place where the Rasa Mandal and Dhira Samira were located. Nityananda said, "O Jiva, this is Vrindavan. Here one can see the Vrindavan pastimes of Sri Krishna." Upon hearing the word Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami began trembling and tears flowed from his eyes. Nityananda continued, "Here Sri Chaitanya and his devotees performed kirtan, describing the Rasa Leela pastimes of Krishna's dancing with the gopis. The place of the Rasa Leela in Vrindavan is situated here in Navadvip. Those who are fortunate can see that our Lord eternally resides here on the banks of the Ganges with the gopis. West of here you can see Dhira Samira. In Vrindavan it lies on the banks of the Jamuna, but here it lies on the banks of the Ganges. Actually, what you see is not the banks of the Ganges, but the banks of the Jamuna, since the Jamuna flows on the western side of the Ganges. All the places of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are found here. Knowing this, you should be careful to make no distinction between Vrindavan and Navadvip, nor between Sri Chaitanya and Sri Krishna." In this way, Nityananda went from place to place, showing Jiva Goswami how Vrindavan is present in Navadvip. At last, heading some distance north, they spent the night at Rudradvip. Thus the humble Bhaktivinoda, whose only wealth is the lotus feet of Nitai and Janava, sings this glorification of Nadia.